These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The Ravens defense performed at a superb record-setting level all season throughout the regular season. It continued that performance through the playoffs, culminating with today's very, very decisive victory over a strong Giants team. We congratulate you for bringing this Super Bowl championship back to Baltimore and to Baltimore's great fans for the first time in three decades.
Compassion is the work of a nation, not just a government. It is more than the calling of politicians. It is the calling of citizens. It is citizens who turn mean streets into good neighborhoods. It is citizens who turn cold cities into real communities.
You simply cannot have federal dollars being doled out to the ministries of churches, even when those ministries are doing good work in the community.
John Ashcroft is strongly pro-life. He always has been, as far as I know, and I expect he always will be. He is a deeply religious man. He always has been, as far as I know, and I expect he always will be. But implied within that is a man of conscience who does what he says he'll do.
What message does it send to women or to minorities? What message does it send to judges and others who may not see the world exactly as John Ashcroft sees it? What message does making John Ashcroft Attorney General send to Americans who fear their votes don't count and aren't counted?
I'm very, very pleased Abdul Basit Megrahi was found guilty. It clearly links the Libyan government to the killing of 270 people.
I would like to pay tribute to all those who were involved in the investigation. Today, however, I think belongs to the families. They have waited 12 years for this trial, and I am proud that the Scottish criminal justice system has risen to the challenge.